So today I was guided to look into how to change your life and found myself, what you think you are proclaims itself. The more you come to realize your true spiritual nature, the more you will be able to let it flow through you and express as your personality. The more you will be able to show to all the world your understanding of life. The clearer your thoughts will be about your real nature, and the more you will be able to experience it. You are an individual, and you must express that individuality to the fullest extent as your personality. To the degree that you fail to recognize or express your individuality, you will deny yourself the experience of the joyous attributes of life. That which others know you to be through your personality will be good or bad, depending upon what you know you are. So proclaim yourself with no uncertainty to represent the highest qualities you know God to be. Taking that into prayer. Did I hit the record button? Yes. Taking that into prayer, I know these truths about God, so I know these truths about me, because God is all there is. 8 billion examples of God are walking this planet. And the measure to which they're able to realize that they are a part of God is what we all get to experience. Because being a part of God is its own self, a joy. And a knowingness, an understanding, a spreading throughout our consciousness, that incredible, awesome being of God expanding through my individual vessel allows me to be the greatest me I can be. And I am no longer playing small. I am playing big. I am big. I am the infinite all that I am. I am, the Hebrew is Ehyeh Asher Ehyeh. I am that which I am. That's what it says when Moses asked God, "Who shall I say sent me?" I am that I am. And I am awesome. I am God, and God is awesome. So I am awesome. That's how this keeps going. I am love. So I am God. God is love. So I am love. God is joy. So I am joy. I am one with God. I love these principles. I know that today, as I go forth this day, whatever I have scheduled, whatever I don't have scheduled, is unfolding as a beautiful part of God. And when I see someone for the first time, or I see someone for the next time, I see their godliness. I know them to be joyful and awesome and loving and beautiful and interesting and amazing. I love that. I go through this day with thoughts of joy and wonder. I go through this day experiencing those God qualities. And when I notice that I'm experiencing less than the God qualities, I'm still experiencing the God qualities. I'm just hiding. And I don't need to hide anymore because I know the truth of my being. I thank you, sweet spirit. I thank you, God. I thank you, Ernest Holmes. I thank you, everybody on this call. I thank me being a clear channel in this moment, loving myself, loving each of you, loving God, loving everyone and everything. I thank you, sweet spirit, and I release this prayer into the infinite universe, allowing it to manifest for all. And so it is.